Welcome back to the Finsiders. Greg Likens here. Pleased to be joined by Charlie Casserly, analyst from NFL Network, former GM with the Redskins and the Texans. Charlie, how you doing?
Great to be here. I'm doing great. Yeah. How about yourself?
Doing great.
And, good.
Yeah, fending off the heat and humidity here in South Florida.
I'm going to Houston tomorrow. I'm just warming up to this. So.
Okay, yeah. You're just gearing up for that. It's been fun to see the guys back on the field, obviously, for training camp. I'm curious, with your experience, two stints as a general manager in the NFL here in Miami, Dennis Hickey, first year as a GM, what goes through the mind of a first-year GM as he's trying to get going in that first year?
Well, I think there's a lot of things. I think, you know, Dennis, take his background. He's been in scouting his whole career. That's his strength. Okay, so you want to play to your strength, which is evaluating talent. So that's number one. But how do you balance your time with the other things you have to do as a general manager, whether it's the media, whether it's speaking to the owner, your time you spend with the head coach? What are your other responsibilities that it entails? So it's the balancing of the time and hiring people that you have confidence in that can pick up the areas that you're not going to get to, okay, which might be as much evaluation as you'd like to do and as you're used to doing.
One of the first things he had to do this offseason was address the offensive line. They do that in the draft with Juwan James and free agency with Brandon Albert, Shelly Smith. But when you look at the offensive line with Mike Pouncey being out for the beginning of the season, you're talking about five new starters on that O-line. How quickly can you expect them to come together and be a cohesive unit?
Well, it's hard to say. I don't think anybody can sit here and say it's going to take 1 week, 2 weeks, it's going to take half a season. Because each player, first of all, how good are they? The quicker they'll come together will be in relationship, the quicker that you can decide on who your five guys are. The problem they have here is they know who the two tackles are, but that inside three with Pouncey being out a number of games, it's going to take them preseason to go through it to find out who they are, because I think they feel good about Darren College, who did not work today as a veteran coming in on the left side, but the center and the right guard, I think that's going to be a work in progress.
Charlie Casserly, analyst for NFL Network, former GM in the NFL, joining us here on the Finsiders. And the biggest question mark entering this season for the Dolphins is year three for Ryan Tannehill at the quarterback position. I know you've praised him in the past as he was coming out of Texas A&M. What do you think of his development up to this point, and what are your expectations in year three?
Well, you expect him to improve, and he's improved from year one to year two. That's good. Tough spot last year with the pass protection, not giving him a chance, enough of a time. Got a little bit of evolution out there with the wide receiver position and how Mike Wallace will be used going forward. And his production will be in relationship to the pass protection, too. I'm talking about Mike Wallace. So I like the body here that we have to work with, okay? Now, at some point, you got to graduate and take it to the next level. So the areas that you want to see him do on that is, number one, is accuracy, decision-making, making him quicker and more accurate. And the accuracy is tied to that, and more plays on the deep ball when it's available to him. So I think those are the areas to me that you focus on and try to get better at. I don't know why he can't get better in those areas. I think there's an adjustment. Bill Lazor is a terrific coach. He has to learn Ryan Tannehill. Ryan Tannehill has to learn Bill Lazor. But a year ago, Bill Lazor was in the same position with Nick Foles in Philly, and Foles blossomed and had a heck of a year. So I don't know the Dolphins. The Dolphins aren't as good as Philadelphia offensive talent-wise, but I think we can tell if he's getting better with decisions and accuracy and deep ball accuracy.
I'm always curious, Charlie, when we've got a national NFL guy like yourself coming down here to Davie, the perception of this Dolphins organization and sort of a reasonable expectation level for the 2014 season.
Well, I think when you're asked the question, who has the best chance to unseat the Patriots, the answer is the Dolphins, in my opinion. Part of that's Ryan Tannehill, because he's the second-best quarterback in this division. Part of that is the defense. Offense, they've got a lot of things have to come. Turnover ratio has to improve. Points production have to improve. But at the end of the season, you say, well, how do we get better? Well, we get better in the offensive line. Well, either you check that box. You continue to add receivers. Jarvis Landry, you check that box. Running back, more depth. No Sean Marino, you check the box, but it's in pencil right now because we got to get him out there, see? Okay, so, and Tannehill has to improve. So that's the area that has to get better, and it's a growing process. Hopefully they do take a significant jump this year. But that's kind of how people kind of view it as the best chance to beat the Patriots, but the offense has to take a step, offensive line. They made a lot of moves. Do they work out? Ryan Tannehill, better in year three.
All right, I wanted to ask you, with Joe Philbin and Dennis Hickey kind of working together this offseason to make decisions, from your experience, what's the ideal dynamic when it comes to the head coach and the GM making those decisions?
Well, first of all, you have constant communication, all right? But it starts with the head coach having a clear picture of what he wants this football team to look like in each position and being able to explain that in a clear and simplified manner. Okay, so that when you're on the road scouting, it doesn't become complicated. You know what you're looking for, and you can look at it and decide, is this guy going to fit or he's not going to fit? Then you have a better chance of getting players that fit your system. So it starts with the head coach's vision of what they're looking for, and then let's go and get the general manager's job is to get everybody on the same page from the scouting point of view. Once everyone knows what the picture is, then you have a better chance of getting it. You know, if you go to Pittsburgh, they've been around forever up there, but that defense, I'm sure every scout there can sit there and tell you exactly what we have to do to scout to get each position
right.
filled here.
Charlie, you mentioned you're obviously down here, and Dave, you're going to Houston next. Any other stops on the training camp tour as you're on Inside Training Camp Live on NFL Network?
Yeah, we've been fortunate. We were in Oakland. We've been to Cleveland, okay, and we've been to Minnesota. So we'll also visit Dallas. Before we're done, and probably Washington and Baltimore, because we live there, they're local for us. So, but those are the places we've been, and everyone's different, and it's a lot of fun to get out and see the players and the coaches.
Well, Charlie, good catching up with you. Really appreciate you taking the time to join us here on the Finsiders.
All right, great to be with you.
There he is, Charlie Casserly, former NFL GM with the Redskins and the Texans, of course now an analyst on NFL Network, joining us here. A lot more to come in the 5 o'clock hour, including a conversation with defensive tackle A.J. Francis, so stay tuned for that. Also, the Dolphins have something new for you, Dolphins. Membership is now customized to fit your lifestyle. Call 1-888-FINS-TICKS to learn more about membership and take a tour of Sun Life Stadium. Visit Dolphins.com for more information. You're watching the Finsiders on Fox Sports Florida, listening on Dolphins.com and the Finsiders Radio Network.